Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which I entitled Worry About Money and the Fear of Abandonment. Many of us worry about money. Will we have enough? What if I lose my job? I just retired from being the lead pastor at our church, which means an end to my salary. We managed to put aside some savings over the years, and we have Social Security as long as that is solvent, but will it be enough? I recently asked one of my physicians who is in his 60s when he plans to retire. I'm sure he's well off, but he still has some things to pay for before he feels as if he can retire. How much is enough? Maybe you grew up having little and fear that lack could come your way again. Where does this fear about having enough money come from? Is there anything we can do to get free? I remember one time many years ago when our church finances took a dip. Even though I know the scriptures about God being my source, I worried a bit. Knowing that such fears are usually based on lies we believe at a heart level, I asked the Lord to show me why I was worried. Instantly, he gave me a surprising answer. I saw a picture in my mind of a young child being hugged by an older man. Instantly, I realized that my worry about the dip in our church finances was based on the lie that such a downturn meant that God was not pleased with me or us. From the vision, I understood immediately that his affection for me had nothing to do with finances and would not change, which, of course, is biblical. That day, I was delivered to a great extent from worrying about money. We've always had enough, even more than enough. Recently, I read the following verses, which reminded me of the vision God gave me years ago. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, "Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, 'I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you.' So that we confidently say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me?'" That's the New American Standard Bible. Relying on money instead of God is rooted in the fear that God will abandon us, which he promises he will never, ever do. One of his compound names in the Old Testament is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. God revealed this name to Abraham when he provided a ram to sacrifice in place of his son Isaac. At the place of testing, Abraham discovered God's provision. If we keep our focus on and faith in God, he will always provide. It is not merely something he does, it is who he is. Genesis 22, 13 and 14 records this incident. "Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place, 'The Lord will provide,' as it is said to this day, 'In the mount of the Lord it will be provided.'" New American Standard Bible. God is more committed to provide for us than we can imagine. To believe otherwise is an insult to his character. So the next time we are tempted to worry about having enough money, let us remember who God is. He is our faithful provider who promises to never, ever abandon us. We can take that to the bank.